Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. Look for sunny skies the next few days with a chance of rain. Afternoon highs will reach the upper 80s. Let's get things started with real estate. A new Miami Beach homeowner has submitted plans to renovate a 1936 gem in the Palm View Historic District. That bucks a trend in the city of demolishing historically significant homes. The Mediterranean Revival Art Deco House is in an area known for its connection to city fathers John Collins and Carl Fisher. There's been a tug of war in Miami Beach in recent years between preserving historic homes and allowing wealthy newer residents to raise them and build modern luxury ones instead. In this case, the undisclosed Palm View property owner appears to be straddling preservation and renovation. The house also would be significantly enlarged if approved when the board considers it July 12. The plans come after the house sold for $1.55 million in March. In food news, True Food Kitchen is a national health-conscious restaurant co-founded by celebrity Dr. Andrew Weil. A new branch was supposed to open in Kendall 2 years ago. But then came the pandemic. But True Food is finally opening its first Miami-Dade location at the Falls on June 27. The concept for True Food Kitchen is built around Weil's anti-inflammatory food pyramid, which highlights vegetables, fruits, and whole grains as a foundation for healthy eating. The Kendall restaurant will be the brand's sixth in Florida. The others are in Boca Raton, West Palm Beach, Naples, Tampa, and Jacksonville. For more on where to eat around town, go to Miami.com. In snake news, have you ever wanted to become a snake hunter in the Florida Everglades? Now's your chance. Governor Ron DeSantis has announced registration is open for the state's 2022 Python Challenge. There are an estimated 100,000 to 300,000 snakes roaming the Everglades. The Python Challenge runs from August 5th to 14th. Hunters are paid for every python they kill, with a $2,500 prize for the most pythons caught. Hunters can register at flpythonchallenge.org. There's a $25 registration fee and a mandatory online training course. In environment news, flooded streets have become such a way of life in South Florida that most people wade right through the puddles. Sometimes when the ponds are a bit deeper, they even pull out kayaks, paddleboards, or wakeboards. That makes public health experts cringe because that flood water is often tainted with human and animal waste. But no agency monitors it, and there haven't been published research results about South Florida's floodwaters in years. All the water quality monitoring in Miami-Dade focuses on canals and Biscayne Bay, not the street floods that regularly occur after heavy rains or high tides. And finally, TripAdvisor has released the latest installment of its popular Traveler's Choice Awards, and we have learned that it prefers a stroll around Little Havana to just about anything else. The Little Havana food and walking tour from Miami Culinary Tours ranked number 3 on TripAdvisor's top 10 experiences in the U.S. That's ahead of ATV rides outside Las Vegas, a Grand Canyon Hoover Dam tour, and a flight around Maui. The only activities in the U.S. ranked higher by TripAdvisor users were a tour of Honolulu's North Shore and a clear kayak tour of Shell Key Preserve and Tampa Bay. The Little Havana tour was also ranked the top 14 experience internationally. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to MiamiHerald.com. And stay healthy.